Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to komando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. So every once in a while, a letter comes across, an email, a post that is a standout.
Sure.
Because, you know, with our millions and millions of viewers and listeners, you know, we have people from all walks of life, all backgrounds.
Sure. Okay.
I mean, like, I get emails from, like, CEOs of Fortune 500 companies.
And you immediately try to sell them advertising packages.
Of course.
Yeah. Of course. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
It's like, it's a disease I have. I mean, I'm always like, okay, what can we do to make money? Okay. So, this is from Kenny in Florida.
Okay.
Kenny, I know that you're watching, and I just wanted to say thank you for the time that you took to send me this note. Hi, Kim. I've listened to you for years. I think you're pretty amazing.
Well, that's nice.
And you truly care about your listeners. I have a strange question for you. It doesn't have anything to do with technology, but more about you.
Uh-oh.
Did you transition when you were younger?
Go ahead, Ken. Keep reading it.
Don't get me wrong. You're a beautiful woman with classic features.
It's true.
But now that I am watching you a lot on YouTube, you have some very manly characteristics.
So bold.
I have freeze-framed several parts of the YouTube videos.
What?
And you have larger feet and hands, like a man.
What size are your shoes?
9.
All right. Is that big? I don't know. Is that big for a woman?
No, that's like pretty average.
What size are your feet?
8.
Okay.
All right, well, you're bigger than Allie.
Just saying, Kenny. Just saying.
You possibly could be bigger than me.
Your voice is very masculine, too. All three things that even if you were once a man, it's very difficult to hide now that you're a woman.
Yeah. Sure.
It's okay.
Oh, it's fine.
If you did transition.
You can tell us.
I'm just wondering what the truth is and what you're packing down there. Kenny in Florida.
Kenny really went for it at the end.
Yeah.
What you're packing.
What are you packing?
Tacos.
So is this going to come with a confession? Tacos. Two of them?
Singular.
Oh, taco. Okay. Yeah. Is this coming with a confession or is this going to be a very special episode of the Kim Komando Today podcast?
Hey, hold on. Kenny. Let me look. I was born a girl.
Oh, and you still are.
I still am.
You know, I call screened for 14
Forever.
Years on this show.
Yes.
And it would have been once a month, probably, where people will call up and say, oh, yeah, I'd love to talk to him. And they think that Kim Komando is a man.
I really don't get it. I don't think your voice is that deep.
It's a little deep, but it's not masculine.
No, it's not masculine.
It's not like you're Barry White telling people to go buy a Google Pixel.
Let me tell you, baby, you ought to go get that Bluetooth speaker.
Even that, you don't sound like a man. You just sound like husky. Like sexy, not like fat.
Oh, like husky.
Hello, and welcome to the Kim Komando Show.
That's awful. That is awful.
So, well, at least he asked. He had the bravery to ask.
Are we applauding Kenny's bravery? I don't think so, Kenny.
Kenny, I just want to say thank you again for your note.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you that I am a woman, 1,000%. I was born a female. Mm-hmm. I'm okay if you want to transition. I've thought about transitioning to a man.
Have you?
Oh, yeah, because I immediately make 20% more.
It's like that. Your bank balances just immediately rise.
Boom. And on that happy note, welcome. It's Ms. Kim Komando today.
Thank you for clarifying that.
It's our Monday, Wednesday podcast where we do a video version, and you can freeze frame and you can zoom in on a lot of things.
An Adam's apple?
Look, there is none.
All right, I'm just making sure.
Just making
Maybe we could get this idea to go viral, and then everyone will tune into the show.
Oh my God, some people would just tune in because they knew you transitioned.
They'd be trying to spot your...
You'd have a whole new fan base that didn't even know. That's all they care about.
Listen, like, share.
There you go.
Just listen, like, share, comment. We want to get your comments.
How was that?
I was standing next to you in the bathroom at the urinals, and...
Don't even. Oh my gosh.
When we came up with this idea.
It's awful.
Kenny was just, I knew it.
All right. So, Andrew Babinski, you're on board. What do you have coming up?
You can no longer be anonymous on the internet if your mozzarella sticks at Fridays are cold.
Oh, darn it.
Can't do it anymore.
And what do you got, Allie? She's Allie Seligman, our amazing content queen. Doesn't she look like a ballerina today?
Yeah, ballerina.
I'll take it. Just go.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Transitioning ballerina.
Transitioning from dance to podcast.
Yes.
Amazing.
Excellent.
I'm going to talk about things people are doing on the internet. Too stupid. One that I'm kind of in on, but it's weird.
Oh, really?
Weird stuff on the internet? Mm. Never thought.
Okay, so if you're getting the video version, like the audio version, we actually have Kim Komando today 5 days a week for your listening pleasure. So wherever you get your audio podcast, just go ahead and, I guess, audio podcast, that would be redundant.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Wherever you're getting your pods.
There it is. Oh, okay. I hate that even more.
Why?
I don't know. Bad. It just drives me crazy when people says pods, and they do it around here all the time.
Just, we don't have time for the full word, Andrew. This is
some of those words that just get to you. I'm sure you have some.
Just search for Komando with a K.
There
you go. Komando. And we are going to be reading the best comments at the end.
It's going to be hard to top that one.
It's going to be hard. You know what? I might frame this.
The best part is the screenshots.
Yes,
that's wild. He's like,
you know
what? Deep.
You know, that's a big commitment.
That's dedication.
Because you've got to freeze frame it. You got to capture that. You got to put that into photos program.
And you know, he's sending it to friends. Do you think this is a man? Do you think this is a man? Those huge feet.
Yes, they are just huge, huge.
I'll look up the average size of women's feet. We can debunk your huge feet easily.
All right, be a hero. Make sure that you enter to win our $500 Amazon gift card, because we're giving it away on Monday.
All right. That's when the ends?
Yes.
All right.
And you can be a hero because you could enter to win. And then if you win the $500, you could give it to somebody else.
Oh, pay it forward.
Yes, exactly. I mean, you know, so winfromkim.com.
Easy.
Win
from one Kim. Newsletter. That's all you need to do.
And it's easy to unsubscribe. Just one click to unsubscribe. All right. So here are the five top things you need to know what's happening in tech right now. Roku. Do you have a Roku?
Nope.
Okay. Well, last month they said that they got hacked. And by 15,000 accounts got hacked.
Oh, that's not bad.
No. Today they said it's a little bit more. Just a little bit more.
600 million?
576,000.
That's a bit more.
Just a little bit more.
Why does it take them so, AT&T, the same thing happened? Why does
it take them so long? Because they're hoping the cycle dies down.
Oh, yes. So it's not that they need to hit another button to find out.
No.
It's that they're trying not to get the news out there.
Or they're trying to make sure, before they say a high number, that this is like the highest possible number.
So what they've done is they've reset everybody's passwords. Mm-hmm. But be on the lookout for phishing scams, texting scams, every other scam that says, you know, hey, we're from Roku and we care about you. We want to know your preferences and take this survey and click here or whatever it may be. Don't fall for it. All right. Moving on to Hewlett Packard. Yes. Hewlett Packard. They just put down a big firmware update that blocks non-HP counterfeit, they say, cheaper ink cartridges from working in their printer.
Why? Would they do that to the consumer?
They said it's for our security.
Oh.
They want to keep us safe.
They're protecting us.
Yeah. Oh, well then, okay. If that's why it's for, I guess I'll go buy HP ink that's four times the price.
Exactly. And so now there's a class action lawsuit.
Already?
Surprise.
Yes. Of course. You know, I was thinking about this like with cars. So let's say you buy, I don't know, a Kia. Mm. Okay. That you could only put gas from Kia.
Oh my gosh.
Inside that car.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that would be it. And I mean, everything else, Kia would come out and go,
but when you bought the car, you could put any gas in it.
Exactly.
That's the thing. Hence the lawsuit, right? Right.
If exactly. it's said on the box, then that's me. That's the consumer's issue. But before, they just go over the internet and make that change?
Yes.
Not cool.
To be fair, it probably did say somewhere in the documentation, only use HP Ink. But no we one all know it. That that's not
Nobody
real.
It. And then, of course, you know, and it's just so annoying.
Awful.
Because what you do is you buy this HP printer, because this happened to Barry. Bought an HP printer. And then in order to make it work, really, you have to install the HP app.
Right.
Okay. Then the HP app says, oh, we'll keep track of your ink for you. And you're Thanks. Like, oh, thank you so much.
How
you're
nice.
So nice of you. Oh. And then all of a sudden, every 30 days, boom, more ink. Boom, more ink. Boom, more ink.
Yeah. He's stacks of ink sitting in the corner. Is this the same company that tried to do the printer service where you got... 7 prints per month?
Oh, yes. Or,
yeah, okay.
Yes.
This
yes.
is not a well-run company.
Things are not going great mm-hmm. at HP Marketing.
So smart TVs are in the news because guess what got hacked?
Smart TVs?
Yes, LG.
Oh, that's not a big company.
No. Mm.
A little tiny
I thing. Only have 4 LG TVs.
So if you have an LG TV, you have to make sure that you do a firmware update. Because okay. if not, hackers can come in. And
to
then,
your TV.
Yes, and install some malicious apps. And then once they get on the apps on your TV, then they get on your network, and then all hell breaks loose.
Madness.
I will do that.
And you won't be able to watch porn ever again.
Well, then I'm going to do it right now. I can't finish the show. This is important.
Bye. Have a good day.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You have a microphone.
No. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. You both failed the test. If somebody calls you and says, can you hear me?
Oh,
can you hear me?
Oh, you're not supposed to say yes because they're recording your yes so they can use it as your voice and then they can get into your bank accounts.
Yes.
And steal everything
you
from
just
you.
Said yes again.
I know. I'm already hacked.
How many times have I said yes on this podcast? If they want my voice, it's available every single Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Exactly. I know. It's just, it's awful. It's awful.
But that's the new robocall.
Yeah. So if somebody says, you know, can you hear me? Is this really you? Mr.
Is this
Commando?
Mr. Commando, is this you?
Carl Commando, is this really you?
But, you know, that does happen to me a lot.
What?
You know, if I'm like, if I call like a restaurant or if I call down like to the front desk at a hotel and I'll say, you know, hey, can you send up, I don't know, because I always forget a toothbrush. Can you send up a dental kit or whatever and say, yes, Mr. Commando. Yes, Mr. Commando.
There is no Mr. Commando. That's the funniest part.
There's not.
Yeah, I know.
Barry's
I still have
last
a hard
name
time
is
believing
a Commando.
This.
Yes.
It's crazy to me that that happens to you so much.
It does.
Your voice is not that deep.
But it's deeper. Did you hear yourself just go, your voice is not that deep? It's deeper.
It
compare
is deeper.
And contrast.
All right.
And I do have, you know, I used to have size 8 feet.
What yeah. happened?
When you get pregnant, after, your feet grow. And I was so ticked off.
They grow this way?
Yes. I had all these like shoes and I'm like, oh my gosh, these beautiful shoes. And I still have like 2 pairs of holdouts. I'm like, I'm going to fit into them one day. I'm going to fit into it. It's like.
It's not like old jeans, Kim.
I know,
you don't shrink into them.
She's doing feet workouts, trying to get them smaller.
Well, you know how they wrap your feet in China? I was thinking I could try that.
Yeah, you could.
No. Mm-mm. Okay. Finally, this a gal by the name of Emily Ullman. She put on her Apple $3,500 Vision Pro mm-hmm. headset. And when Emily took it off, she had 2 black eyes.
Oh, no.
Was she playing Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
Must be. And people are complaining not only of getting black eyes, but neck pain, eye strain, headaches.
Well, I don't mean to argue because I read a headline and not the article that says Apple's Vision Pro does not give you black eyes.
Oh,
and that
really?
Was enough for me. I moved along.
Put out by the fine people at Apple.
Absolutely. It was at applenews.com.
Really? Funny how that works. Now, in other news, Apple is really upset.
Why?
Because people are using the Apple Vision Pro in ways that they didn't expect.
Porn?
Yep.
Yep.
Well, every device. The printing press.
How did we
like
not
the second
expect
thing printed. It was like the Bible and then porn. I mean, we used every bit of technology for pornography.
It was even like on the walls.
Exactly. Okay. Caveman.
Which I will, you know what? This is like one of these travel memories that I'll never forget. Okay. So, you know, we're in Rome and I'm like, okay, we've got to go to Pompeii. And both Ian and Barry, they're going to be like, oh my God.
You want to go to Pompeii?
You're taking us. Yeah. I'm like, because it's like a 3-hour car ride.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And so I'm like, you know, but it's going to be great. We're going to have a fun time. And so we get to Pompeii and they were actually getting into it, you know, walking around and getting the tour and all that other stuff. And I was just so amazed about how, like, you know, they had like food courts in Pompeii.
Really?
Yes. And how many of our homes right now with the center, like being like a garden and like an area that was really coming from Pompeii.
Okay.
The fountains and everything. But the thing that I thought was just so amazing, and Ian was probably like 14. So at that time, like, you know, it's kind of like, ooh, sex. Not really sure my parents did that. You know, one of those things. and so I went into the brothel.
Oh.
In Pompeii.
Uh-huh.
And on the wall.
Just from a menu?
On the wall's a menu.
Really? Okay.
And it was drawn.
Okay. Of what you could get?
Yes. Yeah, so you could get, like, you know.
We know the text. You don't have to describe them all.
Yeah, all different. Okay. Get all different things that you right. could want. Okay.
A this away, a that away. Yeah,
but the thing that I thought was interesting is that then they had pictures of that they drew of women. And like it had like smelly. STD. You know, they didn't say STD, but it's like smelly, yucky.
They were like reviews?
Yes. Yes.
Wow, this is the first Yelp.
It is. I thought that was like, oh my gosh, in Pompeii.
That's awful.
Oh, no.
See, if you travel with me,
yeah,
we always see the good stuff.
You're going to learn about the old historical hookers. It is the world's oldest profession.
That's true.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, it's Mr. Kim Komando today, your daily podcast, Monday through Friday about all things digital. But Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you are in for a treat. That's right, because you get to actually watch us do the podcast. And it's so much fun. I mean, it truly is. You get to see Andrew in all of his honor and glory in his white socks, because I actually gifted you white socks because I said the gray ones just needed to go. And then,
well, those were white socks that you just accused of being gray.
Okay. At one point.
Yes. Do you separate the darks and the white?
No,
formerly known as white.
Yes,
formerly known as white.
Exactly.
And then, of course, we have our amazing content queen, Allie Seligman. And Allie, tell everybody why they need to get our fabulous newsletter.
Because it'll make you so much smarter and safer. There is a lot in the tech world, right? How many like different podcasts and radio shows could you actually fill up with all the stuff that happens? Way more than
right.
we have time for. So we get to put a lot of that stuff in the newsletter.
And so if you haven't already signed up for the newsletter, you have two ways to do it. Number one is that you can go to winfromkim.com. And then you can enter to win a $500 Amazon gift card. And I will tell you, the odds of you winning are in your favor. Okay, so
that's full transparency right there.
Just wanted to let you know. All right. I mean, you know, if we were giving away like a MacBook, I'd say like, oh, you know,
it's a lot of people, a lot of new customers.
Yes, okay. Don't even bother. Okay. This is not even going to happen.
Wait till we give away the gift card and you have a chance.
So, you know, you got a chance.
Listen, $500.
I would do it.
Yeah.
You're not eligible.
I haven't signed up for the newsletter yet.
Winfromkim.com. Once again, that's winfromkim.com. And make sure that you're also commenting during the podcast and even after the podcast, because we can't catch it live. You can always watch us on demand. And we do go through all the comments. So if you haven't already commented about anything that we're talking about or anything that you want to talk about, just go ahead and drop it in wherever you're watching. All right. Is it on OpenTable?
It is.
I use that so much.
You may not want to, because May 22nd, OpenTable will be taking all anonymous reviews and attaching a first name and a profile picture to all of them. Past, present, and future.
To all the back ones.
Correct.
Wow.
Now, OpenTable says this is all everybody wants, a transparency. And, this is what the community is asking for. None of that.
No, they're tired of getting sued.
Right. And the restaurants, too, want the ability to go, if Kim leaves a review, I went to, you know, McDonald's or whatever. They don't have reservations. But if I went to this restaurant and it was awful, they could check their records and say on April 2nd,
there
was
there.
No Kim at our restaurant,
Mr.
according
was never
to
here.
There was no right. lady who walked in, just some dude who ordered chicken wings. And then they can have a better chance of getting the bad review removed from OpenTable. You can, though.
I have to look and see what I have up there.
Change your, well, that's the question I had for you guys. But you can, until the 22nd, change your profile picture to something generic, you know, a piece of cheese or your favorite car. And you can change your first name. They're allowing you to change your first name. If you don't want to go by Kim anymore and you want to go by Carl or Kevin or what, anything that would fit, you can do that as well. You can do that as well. So you can kind of stay anonymous. But here's the rub. Is that when you go to make your next reservation, it will be under the name that you changed it to.
You're Carl with the slice of cheese.
Right. Wow. But they're saying that it's what the community is asking for, because no one wants these anonymous reviews. Have you ever left a horrible review online about a business?
No.
Never once.
I literally have never done that.
What's your reason? Because I'm sure you've had negative customer interactions.
I'm not sure that I've ever had something that, one, rose to the level of I need to complain about it to the other people on the internet. And if I did, why wouldn't I reach out to the business and talk to them about it? If I was impacted. I just don't see the...
Okay. No gain. You see no gain.
Yeah.
Kim?
I was thinking about leaving a negative review.
She thought about it.
And I was so upset that I thought I should never leave the negative review. And I'll tell you where it happened.
Okay.
In Montecito, poo-poo Montecito. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a posh place called the Rosewood.
Okay.
The Rosewood has a restaurant there called Caruso's. Rick Caruso.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He did the Grove and all this other stuff. And so, we took some clients there for dinner.
So this is business. So yeah.
So I said to, so now we're leaving, and I said to Barry, you know what, why don't you stay here? And I said, I don't have any money for a tip. I never carry cash. I don't. I mean, I'm just one of those people. And I said, make sure, go get some money for a tip, and then you hang with them, and I'll go get the car, and then I'll meet you up front. Dinner was wonderful. Don't get me wrong. It was fabulous. And so I give the kid my valet ticket. And I'm driving, I'll just tell you, I'm driving a G-Wagon, Mercedes G-Wagon.
Okay.
And he says to me, I'll go get the car. So he brings up the G-Wagon and I go to get in the car. And he says, what are you doing? I said, excuse me? He said, what are you doing? I said, this is my car. And he said, this is not your car.
And I said, the same guy that you gave the slip to?
Yes. Okay. And so I and then I'm like thinking, well, maybe it's dark or something. So
is this not my car?
I look and I'm like, nope, this is my car. I see all the crap that I leave in my car all the time, empty water bottles and hiking shoes and everything else that might be there. And he said, I'm going to need to call security.
What?
And I said, this is my car. And he said, I'm going to let you get in the car and drive it 5 feet, and then I'm going to call security.
I need clarification. This is the same guy you just handed the ticket to.
Yes. So I looked at him, and I said, are you thinking that I'm stealing this Mercedes G-Wagon? Are you accusing me right now of stealing this G-Wagon? And he said, all I know is, he said, this is not your car, and you're trying to take this car. And then I look down, and he's holding somebody else's keys. And they are look like an Infiniti key.
Okay.
He has my keys in his back pocket. So he was matching that key and that ticket to the wrong car. And so I looked at him and I said, dude, my keys are in your back pocket. And he looks at it and goes, well, good for you.
Lucky. You're lucky you didn't try to steal your own car.
And then Barry comes over. Now Barry hears all this. And he's like, call security right now. I need the, because now. So anyway, so I let Barry write a nice letter. And we got a free meal afterwards.
Okay.
But you never put that online.
No. Mm-mm.
But what was your motivation not to?
Because it had to do more with more with the hotel,
okay,
not with the restaurant. The meal was fabulous. The meal was fabulous. And they were very, very responsive afterwards. You know, Barry wrote him this long note and said, you know, training is a problem.
Yeah, sure.
Is an issue. I mean, but other than that, I normally, like Allie, I go to the whoever it is.
See, that's why, I agree with you guys.
Have you?
One time, I went into a jeweler, and to get into the jeweler, you have to, like, hit a button. So for security reasons, they have to come over and lock the door. And I went in, and the guy immediately had this horrible attitude. And I'm looking around, looking for a gift for someone for graduation. And I said, how much is that? And he's like, you can't afford it. It doesn't matter. Well, I mean, I was wearing what I wear.
But still, he doesn't know.
Right.
That's awful.
And I was like, you know what?
I've had that happen to me, too. You can't afford stuff.
And I was like, you know what, dude? Have a good day. And I just left. And I got in my car. And I was really agitated by it that I went on Google. And with Google, it's not anonymous. Your full name is there because, you know, you register with that. And I wrote out the entire scenario that had just happened. And like 25 minutes later, I got a DM through social media and he was like, I'm just having a bad day. I am so sorry.
Oh.
And he apologized.
Wow.
And I immediately went and we talked it out through DM and I went and deleted. Now, I'm never going to go back there and do business, but I went and I deleted the bad review. But that's really the only time I ever had. So which makes me wonder, what is the motivation of all these people that leave these horrible reviews online that Open Door has to change Open Table has to change their policy so you can't be anonymous?
You know what you said, Open Door, Glassdoor's doing the same thing.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I mean,
I think some people just like to complain. I think people want to get free stuff.
That's
right?
True.
And so if you put a really mean review on Yelp or Open Table about a restaurant, hey, we're going to reach out. We'll make this right. Yeah, you get free stuff.
But see, it just reminds me of something. So when we went to Bora Bora, I was looking at the reviews of the Four Seasons in Bora Bora. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking, I'm like, and you know, there's like all these great reviews, like beautiful, and it is beautiful. It's gorgeous. I mean, it's beautiful, great hotel, yeah. You know, make sure you get this at the restaurant, whatever it is. Then there's this one guy. I mean, everybody's leaving 5-star reviews, except for this one guy has a 1-star review. Okay. And he says, it's like, my name's Sal. I'm from New York.
Okay. Sal hates everything.
Okay. Yeah. And what's what it was? It's like, I got there. I didn't get my welcome lemonade like everybody else. And I'm like, oh my God, you flew I don't know how many hours from New York to get to Bora Bora.
I can relate though. If I went to a Doubletree and I didn't get that hot cookie after I checked in.
I was just thinking about that cookie.
I'm going straight to the nearest Hilton.
So if you're watching, let us know what you think about this Open Door policy, good or bad. Have you ever left a negative review? I mean, you can always leave positive reviews, right? I mean, but what made you leave that negative review? So wherever you're watching us right now, live or on demand, make sure that you go ahead and give us a great comment.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You get to watch us do the podcast. Every other day, you get to listen to us. And that's Monday through Friday. Now, this is not the Kim Komando show. Just want to let everybody know. The Kim Komando show is that, you know, big station, like, you know, Andrew's on one radio station. And, Kim Komando today the Kim Komando show is like on, you know, I don't know, like, you know, 400 or 500 stations, you know.
Are you
in the National Radio Hall of Fame?
Your stations are multiples just like your genders. It's crazy how that aligns. No, I am not in the Hall of Fame. State, national, county, no Radio Hall of Fame.
See, Barry always gives me a hard time about that.
Why?
Because I'm in like the National Radio Hall of Fame, which is a big deal. I mean, like Dick Clark and Albert Costello and Rush Limbaugh. I mean, everybody's, you know, all the big names are there. And quite frankly, when they told me I was in, I'm like, oh, are you sure? I mean, did somebody make a mistake? But, you know, I cannot get in the Arizona Broadcasters Hall of Fame.
Have you tried?
Yes, they turn me down every time.
That's incredible. I wonder now that you're in the National.
No, Hall. We tried after that.
That's funny that the one you didn't really try to get into, you got into. And the one, well, she wants it too much.
Did you just?
We can't have her. She's going to come in and just take over.
She's going to make fun of us, all of us local radio people. We see what she does to Adam on the podcast.
That's probably what it is. All right, Al. So you're going to talk about some great trends online.
Some great. One great, I think, and then two that are pretty stupid. Have you heard this word, Ozempic? I know you have.
Yes, of course.
Here, sing the song. Ozempic. Sing the song.
Ozempic.
Okay, Ozempic, the weight loss miracle drug, whatever. Ozempic is when you blend up half a cup of oats, a cup of water, and some lime juice. And people say, drink this in the morning.
It mimics Ozempic.
It does.
It does?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay, I was like, wow.
No. Some people are adding in things like cinnamon and peanut butter, which seems like it defeats the purpose of this being like a low calorie drink.
Yes.
But the idea is it fills you up because, yeah, oats are just a lot of fiber, right?
Am I supposed to put apple cider vinegar in there as well?
No, probably. No. That's,
oh, okay.
Well, yeah.
You probably should.
You probably should. But people are saying I'm losing, like, I lost 40 pounds in 2 months doing this. And this is just another fad diet.
Because you're dieting. That's why you're losing
the
weight.
You're not eating food.
It's calories in, calories out.
Yes.
It's funny how that works.
It's math.
It really is
math. I'll tell you, that Ozempic is something, though.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, you see all the, like, Kelly Clarkson, she, like, dropped, like, 40 pounds.
She looks like a whole different person.
Okay. Oprah Winfrey,
now,
she has
a waist. Did she admit that she used it, Kelly Clarkson?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Because a lot of people are, like, having Ozempic shame, and they don't want to admit that they actually used it.
If you're going to do it, you got to
Well, I'll tell you, Barry's on it.
Right now, currently?
Yes.
He went back on it after you shamed him for the M&Ms
yes.
in the evening?
Yes. But I'll tell you what's interesting about it is that he had some like little stuff going on in his heart.
Uh-huh.
So, and it actually reduced the blockages.
Wow.
Yeah, so it has like a side benefit.
That's amazing.
So he lost weight, his blood sugar's lower, and then his blockages went down. I mean, this is like
a miracle drug.
That is a miracle.
It's not Ozempic.
No.
We're going to stay away from Ozempic. I'm all for fiber, which leads us to number two. Hashtag fart walks is huge on TikTok right now.
Did you just say
yes,
fart
I did, Kim.
Walks?
It's fart a medical walks. Term.
So there's
What's
this
a
woman.
Fart walk?
There's this woman. Her name's Marilyn Smith. She calls herself the Queen of Fiber. She's written a bunch of cookbooks. She puts recipes on TikTok. And now her fart walks are going viral. So after you eat a big meal, especially with a lot of fiber, maybe you're going to feel a little gassy. And it's really good for digestion.
I like the way you say gassy.
You're going to feel a little, and it's like happy. A little gassy. Gassy. So it's really good for digestion and for your blood sugar if you take a walk after dinner. So she calls these fart walks. Her and her husband go do them like an hour after they eat.
Together?
Yeah. They go walk for like 20 minutes. But this is actually like...
There's Bob and Jane walking again.
Exactly.
But really, it does help with blood sugar. If you go on a walk after you eat, it essentially reduces the spike in your blood sugar.
But why is it fart walks? Are you going to fart? Is it like almost guaranteed?
Well, they just eat so much fiber that of course they're farting all day long.
All right. Yeah. Step one, eat fiber. Step two, fart while I walk. Got it.
Step three, health.
So there was a couple in church.
Mm-hmm.
No point.
And... And the wife leans over at the husband and she says, what do I do?
I know this joke. I'm sorry.
I don't. I'm excited.
It's a good one, though. It's a good one.
What do I do? What do I do? I just laid the biggest silent fart. And the husband says, get new batteries for your hearing.
That's very good.
It's a good one.
Fart humor. It always works.
Always.
And the last thing people are using to lock in the moisture and repair their skin, diaper cream.
Diaper cream, that's nasty stuff.
Diaper cream, yes. The benefits come from two ingredients, zinc oxide and petroleum. Petroleum is Vaseline. If you want to use Vaseline, fine. There's so much other stuff that you shouldn't put on your face, especially bad for people with sensitive skin, oily skin, acne. You're just going to end up with a face full of junk. So don't put diaper rash cream on your face.
So at the beginning of this bit, she said there's three things that are trending on the internet, and she likes
fart walks.
One of
I
them.
Love him.
You love the fart
walk. Love the fart walk. I take walks after I eat.
Do you fart?
It helps with digestion.
God.
Not notably. Like it might happen.
Women,
but I don't go to fart.
Women don't fart.
Sure. Okay. Gotcha. Then you must be a man.
Oh.
You set him up for that.
Oh,
you really did.
Ouch.
Oh. say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, it's Kim Komando today. Do us a huge favor. Make sure that you like, share, comment. You didn't do it the right way, Andrew.
No?
No.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the pod. This week, we really need you to smash the like button, okay? And make sure you drop them comments down there. We'll be reading them the entire show. We have like 6 people in the back that do that. Thanks, guys.
I hated that.
I do, too. It's so annoying.
It's bad.
And I threw the word in pod there just to make it even more disgusting.
That is awful. Just awful.
Do we have any comments?
Yeah, we do. Let's see. Man hands.
Are your hands even... I don't think your hands are that... We have like the same hands.
Yes. You're a man too? Oh yes. My gosh. All of this is coming out.
Wow.
Scrumpy says, Kenny sounds a little creepy and obsessed, you think?
I agree, Scrumpy.
Okay. Liz Dotson said she quit using HP printers years ago. Let's see. Gary Sumner, I like this. I would say something about Allie's hair, but it got me into trouble once.
Yeah, don't say anything, Gary.
Well, for everybody who doesn't know what Gary said, what exactly did Gary say, Al?
I've blocked it out at this point. Something like, oh, that I look like I just woke up.
Oh, that's right. Your hair.
This is when I cut my hair. The real truth is that I used to have very long hair. I think Gary was personally offended when I cut my hair short. It wasn't for him.
Martin Water says, I like Allie's hair.
Oh, there's a hair battle in the comments.
Yes, there is.
Martin,
Charlie Brown. Hello, crew. Kim's crew. I've shared and shared and shared more. Always enjoy the show. Your show reminds me of my first hour of work sharing great information with coworkers. Keep it up.
Thank you, Charlie
that.
Brown.
That's so nice.
That's nice. Feet don't necessarily stop growing. I had to go a size up in the last couple of years, and I've never been pregnant.
From Chuck.
Richard Monroe says, I don't think Kim's voice... I don't think Kim's voice is okay. I think he meant to say, I think Kim's voice is okay. My coworker's wife sounds like she's been smoking cigars her entire life.
Yeah. Imagine if that was the show.
Oof. Welcome to Kim Komando. Welcome to Kim Komando tonight's podcast.
You know what?
I don't think we can make that joke.
That is
true.
Awful. You know what? I have to tell you something. So we were traveling.
She said that's awful. And now she's got it on.
Wait. So it was... me and Barry and his two sons, Jason and Andrew. We were going, I'll never forget this. We were going through the Atlanta airport. And at that time, they would have like glass booths where people would smoke. Like,
oh,
big smoking rooms. And Andrew actually walked by and said, I wonder what. I'm like, oh my God, that is awful. That is worse.
Good.
A Toro Torres.
Oh, a Toro Torres.
I love Kim's impersonation of Angry Barry.
We all do.
Scrumpy says, I would have let them call security, then call police, and let them prove that the car isn't yours.
Yeah, seriously. Turn the tables. Well, that would have just wasted your time, though.
Yeah.
You'd have been standing there for 45
minutes.
That's
true. Yeah. Alan Coates says, I've been listening to you, Kim, on the radio for years, and I've never doubted for a second. If you get my drift. Great show, as always. Say hi to Allie and Andrew. And finally, Scrumpy's back, 72. Kim putting Adam in his place today.
So I looked it up. The average size of a woman's foot, shoe size, what do you think it is?
7.5.
7.5?
8.5.
8.5 is the exact answer.
Whoa!
Okay, so I don't have large feet.
Not at all.
You're right above average.
And before you got pregnant, you were below average.
You're saying I'm below average?
Your feet size. This is a compliment.
Average?
Oh, God.
Oh, Kim, nothing about you's average.
Thank you, Alan.
You're welcome.
All right. So what are we talking about now?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Honest?
Honest. What is it supposed to be?
You were supposed to do the clothes.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
The Nokia phone thing?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
I didn't read the story.
This is why we do rehearsals. This is why we have pre-production meetings.
I did not know that I was supposed to lead on this. You want me to just pull it up and read it?
No, we can talk about something else.
Here, how about this? Elon Musk screws up again.
Mm. Again.
Yes. On Twitter, they are trying to change all of the posts that have links that end in twitter.com to x.com. Of course, they went through the rebrand from Twitter to X, and now they want to get rid of the Twitter as much as they can. So if you linked anything that ended in twitter.com, it would automatically, without you trying, go to x.com and still take you to the same destination, okay, which right. is good, right? It's what the consumer wants. But the scammers have figured out,
of course,
a workaround, and they are registering domains like netfli.twitter.com.
No, honest?
So that Twitter automatically changes it to netflix.com. And that when you see the post, it says netflix.com and you think it's legit and you click on it and you get scammed.
That's amazing.
Isn't that awful?
You know, but you have to give it to
seriously. Scammers? Yes, I'm on the side of the scammers on this one. Really.
I mean, you know, their ingenuity.
It's just smart.
It's like, okay, it's so
very
like,
smart.
You know, how can we take advantage of this? How can we take advantage of everything that's going on? Well, then also now he's turning on the blue check marks for everybody.
Yeah, you can't hide your blue check mark anymore.
One of my favorite headlines about it, I think it was Gizmodo, was something like, you can't hide your shameful blue check mark that you paid for anymore.
Why are people, I mean, we pay for so many things.
I know. I pay $8 a month for that.
Exactly. Well, who but cares?
You, right. For your account, it makes sense, right? It's a personality, right? You got to do it. But regular people who don't really want people to know, like, I pay so that you see my tweet.
It's $8. We pay for so many things.
Listen.
How about your OnlyFans account that you're paying $79.99 a month for? You're not ashamed of that. People who do that.
$79. That better be good content for $79.99.
What do you get? Do you watch it with your current girlfriend? Or?
I don't pay for OnlyFans.
How much did you know? How'd you know how much it was?
I don't pay for it.
You get it free?
No. I've never actually looked. I watch porn. I don't care. I'm not afraid to tell people that. But I don't use OnlyFans. I don't, never been interested.
Do you pay for porn?
No. Hell no. It is bountifully available for free on the internet.
You know, our next podcast, we have a gal on who we're going to be talking to. And she, you know, had sex with somebody. And they filmed it without her knowing.
Who's they?
And we're going to learn the whole story. And then it ended up on Pornhub.
Oh, no. My gosh.
And she almost committed suicide over it.
What a nightmare.
And then they took her likeness.
And then recreated some stuff?
On 800 other porn videos.
Now, she has to have a lawsuit against Pornhub, because to be on Pornhub as a user, you have to be verified, right?
I don't know. We're going to get the whole
story. I'm going to ask her about that.
Okay, so what she did, though, is she's super smart, is now she's created a tool to prevent this from happening.
Oh, that's great.
That's great.
Yes. So that's going to be on Monday. So you definitely don't want to miss that podcast.
I'll be here.
This program is a copyrighted production of Westar Multimedia Entertainment and protected by the copyright laws. Any rebroadcast or use of this program for commercial, business, economic, or financial purposes without the written permission of Westar Multimedia Entertainment is strictly prohibited.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.